Welcome to another episode in the podcast called Labor Matters. This is where I address trending issues and queries in employment law and specifically within the context of the Barbados labor laws. I am Michelle Russell, attorney at law, and I have a passion for employment law and labor matters. I'm also a self-described budding social activist, and I'm a weekly columnist for the Nation newspaper, where I write a column in the Sunday Sun, which focuses on employment law and employment issues. So don't forget to get your copy of the Sunday Sun if you wish to be apprised of more of your employment rights.
You can contact your Nation Publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503 or 04. Email subscribers at nationnews.com. Email e-paper support at nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
So today, I want to address a question I get asked fairly regularly, especially in this COVID environment. And that is, can an employer, or is it legal for an employer to require that you present a negative COVID-19 PCR test before returning to work, but after someone in the workplace has tested positive? So this isn't a general question about whether or not the employer can require you to present this PCR test as a condition of employment. That's not the issue. The issue is somebody in the office tested positive. You may or may not have been in contact or close contact with the person, and the employer has now said you must get a negative PCR test before returning to work. So the question is that a legal requirement, and can they restrict you from the workplace until you do so? So let's get into it. Now, it must be made clear that the powers regarding COVID, quarantine, PCR testing, etc. are specifically dealt with by two pieces of legislation. We have the Emergency Management COVID-19 Order 2020, and we also have what's called the subsidiary legislation, which is the Emergency Management Directives, which is the one most people tend to be familiar with. So the Emergency Management Order is the act itself, and the Emergency Management Directives, that's the subsidiary legislation. So those are the regulations. Now, under the most recent regulations, which is regulation number 17, it essentially repeats a section 6 that has been there for most of the directives that have come out. We started at directive 1, we're now at directive 17. And in section 6 of the directive, it does say that the owner or operator of any business, establishment, or organization must ensure that the staff of the business and all persons who enter the business maintain physical distancing. They must provide hand sanitization, and they must restrict the number of persons within and outside the business to at least 6 feet if you're inside the building, 3 feet if you're outside, and ensure that persons do not assemble except for the purpose of transacting business. But more importantly, subsection E says the employer must comply with such protocols as may be established by the chief medical officer and the unit, which is the COVID monitoring unit. So this section 6 creates the obligation on employers to essentially follow the safety protocols. A further section deals with the fact that every person in the building must be wearing masks. And in the wider paragraph, which is the subsection E, it says the employer has to comply with any other protocols that the chief medical officer may impose. So then we go over to the Parent Act, which is the Emergency Management COVID-19 Order 2020. And this act is important because this is what gives the chief medical officer the powers to require PCR testing, the power to quarantine or to isolate persons, and several other powers that are not relevant for today's podcast, so I won't touch on them. Now, Section 3 of the Parent Act says, where a public health officer has reasonable grounds to believe that a person has been exposed to another person who is or may be infected with COVID-19, the public health officer shall order that person to quarantine himself for 14 days or to be sent to a quarantine station subject to any conditions that the public health officer sees fit. But the chief medical officer may overrule any decision made by the public health officer in pursuance of this paragraph. So this is the section that allows a public health officer who believes that you may have COVID, either personally or because you were exposed to somebody else who had COVID, they have the power to require you to quarantine for 14 days or to send you to a quarantine facility. Now, Section 6 of the Parent Act then goes on to say, a public health officer may require that a person be put in isolation where he has reasonable grounds to believe that the person is or may be infected or contaminated with COVID-19 and considers that it is necessary and proportionate to do so in order to reduce or remove the risk of the person infecting or contaminating others. Subsection 2 then says, where a public health officer has reasonable grounds to believe that a person is or may be infected with COVID-19, the officer may detain the person pending the decision of the chief medical officer. Where the public health officer decides that a person should be put in isolation, he may impose on or in relation to that person one or more screening requirements. And when you read Section 7 of the Act, one of the screening requirements is that they can take a biological sample from the person to determine their COVID-19 infection status. So this is the Parent Act that gives the chief medical officer and his designates the right to quarantine persons who they suspect. They don't have to prove it. As long as they suspect you might have been exposed to it or exposed to a person who has it, they can quarantine you, they can put you in a quarantine facility, they can cause you to isolate, and they can require that you undergo screening, which is a PCR test. Now, the chief medical officer has already said publicly, because I don't know if you remember the time when it was two instances. One, we had the pastor and his wife from St. Peter who didn't want to submit to a PCR test, etc. And the CMO said they had to quarantine for 14 days. So if you don't want to take the PCR test, you have to quarantine for 14 days. A similar situation happened when, I don't know if you remember, the lady with the baby at the QH, and she didn't want to take the PCR test in her nose. She wanted it done in the throat. And for whatever reason, it's apparently not the policy here in Barbados to do a throat swab. And they said if she didn't want to take the PCR test, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So that is the CMO who determines how they determine whether or not you are at risk or not. So from the time you are exposed, so from the time there's a positive case within a workplace, the employer is to contact the COVID monitoring unit, and the COVID monitoring unit is the one that will give them advice as to what steps to take. And recently, the CMO came out and said, you don't need to close down the workplace. Yes, you can get people tested, but generally it's the CMO who dictates who gets tested, who doesn't get tested, and what other steps the employer might take. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's the CMO's decision, as long as it has to do with a positive case. So once there's a positive case in your workplace, the presumption is your employer has contacted the COVID monitoring unit and is following whatever protocols the monitoring unit imposed, so that the COVID monitoring unit will decide which members of staff have to be tested and or which members of staff need to be isolated, or both. So that if the COVID monitoring unit has told your employer that all staff should be tested, then you have to be tested. And you cannot return to work until you're tested. Because under the subsidiary legislation, the regulations in Section 6, it does say the employer must comply with whatever protocols the CMO establishes. And if the employer fails to comply with this, he can be fined a substantial sum based on the directives. The CMO has told him, everyone must get tested. You have to get tested. And if you choose not to be tested, then the CMO has the option of making you quarantine for 14 days. So the answer is yes, an employer can reasonably require you not to return to work unless you produce a negative test in a case where there was a positive case within the workplace. It doesn't matter if you're in contact, close contact or not, because the decision for who gets tested rests with the CMO. So long as the CMO said everybody should be tested, you have to be tested. If you choose not to be tested, you're going to have to submit to a quarantine or anything else the CMO says. And personally, I am doing everything not to go to Harrison Point. I do not want to be in a quarantine facility. I don't want to be in an isolation facility. So if it means it will be solved simply by me taking a PCR test, I'll take it. But if you feel strongly against it, you have to understand the only other option is PCR, or you're going to have to get cleared by the CMO. A local doctor cannot clear you because they don't have the power under the Emergency Management Act. You will have to be get cleared either by the PCR test or by the chief medical officer in writing. So yes, an employer has the legal right to say you can't return after a positive case unless you produce a negative test, or unless you're cleared by the CMO in the case where you don't want to produce a negative test. So he is correct. The employer is reasonable in those circumstances and is doing what is legal in the circumstances. So that is essentially the answer to the question. You have to also remember that the employer really does have a duty under the Safety and Health at Work Act to take such reasonable steps as are necessary to preserve the health and safety of their employees. So they cannot knowingly allow you to come back when there was a positive case. You may have been exposed and they're unaware of your status. This is completely different. If there was no positive case, no reasonable grounds for believing that you might be positive, then that's a completely different issue, but that's not what I'm dealing with today. So I hope that answers your question. Tell your friends, and if it ever happens that you're exposed, try to get the PCR test, or you might have to submit to quarantine. So that is it for today. Very short podcast just to answer that question. So thanks for tuning in, and remember, until then, or I should say until next time, adhere to good labor practices. Bye bye now.